Vegas Bad Boy of Podcasting is an entertainment-based wrestling program. The opinions shared are that of the host and their guest. Some celebrity voices are impersonated and usually not well. This program is not intended for kids and certain adults. Listener's discretion is advised. You have been warned. Now let's get ready to podcast.
This is Alita, and you're listening to the Vegas Bad Boys Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of Vegas Bad Boys of Podcasting. I'm DJ Impact. I got the bad boys here with me. I guess I should let them say something. King Lucky, what's up?
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
Yes, yes.
It's Markavelli.
Sin City Steve.
Fucking Smarkavelli.
Yeah.
He pushing hard for it. He pushing so hard.
I know, man. Stop trying to make it a thing.
The merchandise is coming soon.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Slippers and everything.
Simon Street.
What's up? All I want to say is, can anybody tell me the funniest thing you heard this week was the hole of ass? That's all I want to say. I thought that was funny as shit.
That's true. And Matt Michaels.
After listening to that, I just injected myself with bleach.
If only.
Hey, your federal government thanks you.
One more for the good guys.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, let's get right into the three count.
It's time. Vegas Bad Boys of Podcasting present.
One, two, three.
Count talk.
Count talk, baby.
We got good three topics for you all tonight. The first one comes from WrestleTalk.com, and it appears that Vince McMahon blames Brock Lesnar for dropping ratings, which is very interesting. I'm going to give this one over to King Lucky first so we can hear from the King of Smarksville, but do you agree with Vince that Brock Lesnar is part of the reason for the low ratings? And apparently this was about it. They were on a phone call, an investor phone call, and the idea of not having Brock on TV with the belt is what's causing it, which kind of seems kind of shitty with, you know, Drew being champion, but I don't know. Yeah. I mean, King Lucky, right. What's your take on that?
Absolutely not. Listen, I mean, it's just it's a product of what's going on right now, you know, and right now wrestling is being played in so many different avenues. So I don't think, quite honestly, that him not having the belt has anything to do with the ratings. I just think that as far as it goes right now, you know, people are watching other things. They're watching other streaming services. To keep their mind off of it. And maybe right now one could argue that there's too much wrestling. Me as a fan of the business, a diehard fan, I don't think there's too much wrestling. But, it just makes for an interesting point that he would say that. And you have a new champion. It's kind of like disrespecting the champion.
Yeah, it does in some weird way, but I don't know. Maybe you would think differently, Simon Street. What was your take when you heard about this story? I mean, you also was saying, look, when you got new talent coming in, it takes time to build them up to become your big stars, and they apparently don't have that. I guess the big star is Brock, and not to have Brock on TV is dropping the ratings. I mean, what was your take when you read that?
There's not much I do make sense of with Vince McMahon nowadays. And I say that only, I don't know if it's reality half the time or just he just had an epiphany and farted at the same time. So I never know. Much like we saw on Friday Night SmackDown. What the fuck was that? But we'll get into that later, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But, it's one of them things where, much like what King Lucky said, it's just what's going on. I mean, you're limited in what the scope that you can do. Producing. I think that WWE has done a fine job, and I don't give many passes to WWE because I feel like they got a paycheck to overcome some shit. But I think that I think WWE, if I could be so bold to give an opinion, mm-hmm. we need to find ways to operate outside of Brock Lesnar. Now, there is some merit to what he's saying that is it an easier formula? Possibly. knowing what the outcome could be, maybe with a Brock Lesnar? Yeah, probably. But at the end of the day, Brock's not always going to be there. And right. he would be a very stupid businessman if that's really what he's thinking about. And to sit here and say that you know, your boy McIntyre is not doing a great job. I mean, I think he's doing a fantastic job giving.
Well, he didn't say that. It's just that, you know, we just kind of putting two to two together. But being that,
I hear you. But here's the thing, man.
Yeah.
What's obvious is obvious. Okay.
Right.
If you're saying Brock without the damn belt is what was pulling in ratings, then who has the belt? You immediately saying what I was saying. That person's not up to par.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying? I'm just saying, at the end of the day, man, Drew is doing a fine, fantastic job. We'll go into later about Raw. I like what he's doing. Must be Michael's over there breathing extra hard and shit. I wonder what the hell you got to tell me. I'm waiting for him to say, are you talking about?
Well, I tell you, right before we get over to for him, let's hear what Sin City Steve thinks, because he might you know, Matt Michaels might have to go in on all three of you. So let's see. Sin City Steve, what's your take? I mean, he says Raw has suffered, but not necessarily because of the environment. It suffered because we bring in a lot of new talent to Raw, and it takes a while. What's your take on this whole thing?
So all of a sudden, ratings matter now, according to these people? How long have we been sitting here, and how long have we talked about ratings,
mm-hmm.
and seemingly every week, WWE maximalists tell me, they blow up my DMs, especially for that 3-week period
mm-hmm.
where NXT happened to beat AEW in the ratings. They blow up my DMs and they're like, "Ha ha, we got you." Blah, 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 blah. And then whenever I make comments about the ratings, actually, you know, on Wednesdays, mm-hmm. Ratings don't matter. Ratings don't matter. And then you got Vince McMahon on the fucking investor call
mm-hmm.
saying, you know, ratings matter. And as far as we're concerned, as far as ratings are concerned, SmackDown has virtually been no change, very little. Raw has suffered. But I do feel that there is a familiarity to having the big baddie, like the big evil guy, the big monster, the
mm-hmm.
you know, the beast that everybody's gunning for.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an archetype that Brock Lesnar fills perfectly.
Yeah.
So I can understand that. But at the end of the day, I agree with what Simon Street had to say, that you cannot just keep going back to the well of having, you know, relying on Brock Lesnar specifically to drive up your ratings. I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah.
If you look at the times when Brock is on TV, he does generate ratings for one reason or another. And it might not be for the people that are listening to this podcast right now.
Mm-hmm.
It might be because he has that legitimacy. He has that cross sport name recognition. You know,
mm-hmm.
he is a justified badass in the realm of MMA. So I could see, you know, why Vince is trying to prop that up as an excuse. At the end of the day, he's not going to have Brock forever.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is one of those things where, thank God, they're actually getting behind some new names, some new faces, and pushing them. But ratings all of a sudden matter? I'll be dipped in shit.
Hey, you know, maybe if he saves the Brock Lesnar contract and use that to saving the people he let go, that would be enough to take care of everybody, huh?
Probably. hey, seriously though, Goldberg got paid more than the salaries of everybody that got let go for those two shows that he worked. I shit you not,
look
it up.
That's crazy. All right.
Fucking ridiculous.
Matt Michaels, go ahead, man. What's your take?
All right. So first off, Goldberg's money was coming from the Saudis.
That's true.
Blood money.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even figure that in. And I, you know, it's as simple as this. Drew McIntyre has had the championship belt for 3 weeks. That's it. 3 fucking weeks. Vince is talking out of his ass. Mm-hmm. It's just as simple as that, because you can't blame the ratings going down just based on 3 weeks of a new champion, that means that when Lesnar had the belt, the ratings were already going down. So it's a fucking pandemic, Vince.
Right.
I get that, you know, he lives in his bubble, but the truth of the matter is that regular people are watching other shit. And reason that they're watching other shit right now is because during this time, everyone's quarantined together. So it makes sense that your family's watching more TV together. If you're a couple, you're watching more TV together because the schedules match. And it's going to cause ratings to go down. Fact of the matter is that in the end, it's what brings the eyes to the TV. Lesnar does bring some eyes, but I'll tell you what he brings more than anything else, and that is a commercial name value that you can tell advertisers that Brock Lesnar is on the show, and they'll understand who Brock Lesnar is. If you say Drew McIntyre is on our show, commercial advertisers will be like just lost. Like, we can't, you know, that's not going to bring us eyes. Mm-hmm. Who the fuck's that dude? So that's the problem. The reason Vince was ever successful is because he had Hulk Hogan. That got made into such a name brand so quick.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at, you know, The Rock and Stone Cold, again, name brands really quick, man. But at the same time, Bret Hart never reached that level. Shawn didn't reach that level of popularity between the Hogan era and The Rock and Austin.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have good champions in place, but that doesn't necessarily mean that eyes are translating to the product. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that advertisers, you know, are not going to want to invest, especially if you listen to what they've said about that era in between Hogan and the Attitude Era, that they at that point had to find, you know, advertisers that were basically just kid oriented.
Yeah.
So you limit your audience, you know?
Yeah.
But let me ask you this question real quick. I'm sorry to interject. You know, like, let's take this Monday Night Raw. I won't get too much to it because I know we're going to talk about it. But they do some – they say that shit, but then they do some funny bunny shit like fucking Bobby Lashley lifting fucking tires and his little freaking freaky deaky girlfriend coming out talking about, oh, you're so hot. Like, what the fuck is that? How's – I mean, ratings now matter, right? What the fuck is that? Have her lift the
fucking
tires. I
think that's going towards another angle.
I'm just saying. I mean, I hope because I hope the angle is Lana does that shit. I want to see Lana lift some tires, lift something.
I got you. Count two. So apparently, and Sin City C, this is going to come to you first. This was the first ever Super Series, I guess, wrestling event that's being put together by MLW and AAA. And apparently, I guess this has been going on for 2 weeks now or so. The AAA referees are being scrutinized for slow three counting, not seeing tags being made for when they have tag teams, and not even paying attention for a count when it comes to the American competitors. Going against the Luchadors. And there was even video that was linked to the website, which is bnsports.com, and it's also attached to mlw.com as well. According to BN Sports, it says that while AAA and MLW would prefer selecting the officials for the Super Series, the Box and Lucha Commission, which governs Mexican's combat sports, is the only sanctioning body that is authorized to give referee assignments. And senior officials from both organizations are reportedly on the same page with a desire for fair officiating and have promised to be proactive in week three of the Super Series this weekend in the events questionable calls are made during the bouts. So Sensity Steve, I'm really confused on this. First off, is this like legitimate refereeing here? I mean, I always thought like the referees was a part of the storyline, but this seems like this is legit shit. I'm confused. Why is there cheating? We looked at the video. It seems to be what they're saying is happening seems to be happening. What's your take on all of this?
Fucking gringos. No. No, seriously, like, if this is legit, and I don't know, this just screams kayfabe to me. Mm-hmm. It screams kayfabe.
Mm-hmm. Bingo.
But yeah, it if it's proven to be legit, then it has no place in the sport whatsoever. But until proven otherwise, I'm going to side on the fact that this is a work. Yeah. Work until proven a shoot. There you go.
King Lucky.
That's a new shirt. Fucking print it.
I know. I know, right? Why you agree with that? Why you think this is kayfabe?
It's 100% a work. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Not only that, but they published that MLW officials have reached out to them and all this. I think 100% this is a work, and it'll just prolong, you know, more stories that come out of these shows. So I don't think there's anything to it.
Side note, props to BN Sports, who is the network where MLW resides, by the way,
yeah,
for going full bore and just, you know, leaning into this story. obviously, they are a sports website.
Sure.
So it adds some credibility to it. But yeah, big props to them for leaning into this pro wrestling storyline. And yeah.
Simon Street. This is a quote. It says, "We all like to give referees the benefit of the doubt. They undoubtedly have a very tough job and without the video replays, but there were a lot of flags without the officiating this past week." And this was said by an anonymous league official. What's your take? I mean, are you also thinking this is kayfabe too, or this sound like this is some legit paperwork that's being submitted here?
This is, in my opinion, a failed attempt of trying to take what is so unique and beautiful mm-hmm. about pro wrestling and put a realistic spin on it. You are not the NHL. You're not the NFL. You are not Major League Soccer. You are not anything that's associated where real-life referees who make shit-ass calls and fuck up the season for fans plays out. This ain't – I mean, kudos – for somebody trying to come out of their box and come up with some shit. But unfortunately, guess what? Sorry, people that watch ain't buying it.
Mm-hmm.
Going to some new shtick. That's what the street got to say.
Matt Michaels, you know, I'm sure you saw the same video that I saw. I tell you, it did look a little suspicious. One referee, I mean, you could have counted four times within the time he counted only up to two. And then what about the other guy? He's pinned the luchador down, and he turned his back and went to look at the table that was on fire. I mean, it does make very interesting TV, but what's your take on that? You agree with the fellas finally, or you think this is some legitimate shit?
What did King Lucky say?
He agreed with Sin City Steve.
He said that it was a work, right?
Yeah.
So if Lucky chose work, I'll say it's a shoot then. I just use my logic. Whatever he says, just go the opposite and you'll be okay. There you go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sure.
Oh, man.
There you have it.
I don't know. Are we that like thirsty and hungry for like any kind of headlines that I'm surprised you didn't find the story in Forbes.
Hey, easy. Well, Forbes is a legitimate magazine.
Oh, hush up, Impact. You know you got some stock in that shitty ass freaking publication.
Oh, man.
What that check look like this week?
Yeah. Stop it.
You know, he only got a subscription because he thought Forbes meant Katie Forbes. No, he thought, oh, man, it was just pictures of Katie Forbes.
Yeah, that's for us, it's your brother.
Oh, man. You know, something I haven't pulled any information off from a long time has been Raja. How are they doing, King Lucky? You know, are they still in business, right? I don't ever see their like information come across my wrestling streams of information. I used to see them, and now I don't see them at all. So I don't know.
Yeah, well, they must have got around to finally listen to the show and realize that we didn't have so many nice gestures to say about it.
Yeah.
I've seen them come up a couple of times. I haven't seen them do promotions or anything for but I've seen them do like their little like they have a fan page, which surprisingly enough I'm a part of. Oh, don't boy. Go into that reason why that happened. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think I was high that night and hit it.
I didn't even know about the fan page.
There is a fan page on Facebook, and I don't know how I got on it, but I don't know what happened. It happened. So.
Well, hey, let's go into our three count, because this is going to be right where you fit in, Simon Street.
Three.
No new WWE 2K21 this year. It's just not going to happen, which is very interesting, but I guess shouldn't be, I guess, too shocking based on how 20 came out. On the other hand, it seems like those other guys on the other side of the fence is working on some sort of a video game that may hit this season, if not definitely next. What's your take on this, Simon Street, on the fact that for so many years, man, there's been WWE games that we could enjoy, and this year, not happening?
Well, I can tell you right now, just like how exhausted you feel of going in Raw for 3 hours, there comes a point in time where maybe it's just important for you to take a little break,
mm-hmm.
let it get a little lubricated again, so the next time we interject back in there, mm-hmm. you feel like it's brand new, like it's Christmas Day. Okay. And I think that's what WWE and 2K have decided to do, thank goodness, for two reasons. The reason I'm going to break this down is, for number one, mm-hmm. as you know, PlayStation 5 is going to be coming out pretty soon. If you ain't seen that and got a little bit wet and geeked up, you probably should go look at that shit. Also, too, the little less significant but still has a fan base of Xbox is coming out with day shit coming
mm-hmm.
soon.
Right,
so
right.
It's a great time for this franchise to take a break, much like other franchises have that have been better for it. A little game you may have heard of, Assassin's Creed. They took a year break, came back strong.
Yeah, but I mean, when PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, right? When they came out with their systems, there were still wrestling games that came out the year of, you know, that those systems were released. So I don't know if I'm going to give that one a pass.
Well,
you know.
Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
Again, I said there's different reasons why. One reason is because the new systems are coming out. So by the time they launch something, it will be probably a crossover for current generation PlayStation 4, Xbox One X, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But also, too, PlayStation 5 and the new Xbox. I think it's called Scarlet because mm-hmm. I'm not really an Xbox fan like that. But it's also good, too, because they need to take a break, not only creatively, but right now is a good time to look at and reflect what has been the success
mm-hmm.
of WWE wrestling games. And look at, even though this broken of a fucking game, I still play to this day. Because there was some fucking great shit that they did. But unfortunately, it was riddled with how it started, with a whole bunch of glitches, a whole bunch of problems. Just was just shit show.
Yeah.
But some of the things like they had, like, I mean, real talk. I get to play as Braun Strowman Frankenstein, or I get to play as Finn Balor the Demon King. Mm. I mean, shit like that is cool to where I would find myself playing just so I could get the new zombie Sasha Banks. There was something in that, and I've seen, like, GameSpot had an article when it first came out, and the only good thing they had to say about that was the 2K portion of that, to where you could do that, and they did a little series every day. So to sum it all up, I think that it's important for 2K, for the survival of the series, take a seat. Right now is a perfect time. Recoup. Come up brand new strong. And as far as for AEW, that what we've been hearing rumors of them getting in and having a wrestling game, nothing does a better product for WWE in anything than some good stiff competition. And let me tell you right now, AEW has a lot of people on there that, just like myself, know games, know what gamers want, and they're going to come out with a great product that's going to be a stiff dick in the morning, and WWE is going to have to measure up just to meet par.
Sin City Steve, there's no secret here that WWE 2K20 was just horrific. Yeah, and I guess, first off, Yuke's was not a part of that series, and they're not a part of any more of the WWE games going forward. What's your take on that? There's also rumors that Yuke's is kind of maybe a part of this AEW kind of video game that may be taking place. What's your take on both of those?
So here's the thing is, I am not a fan of the 2K series of games. I haven't been. Just the gameplay style, I'm not a fan of it. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
Even if it was, and before everybody chimes in and says, oh, you don't like it because it's WWE. No. Even if it was an AEW video game running on the 2K engine, I would still I would still hate it.
Yeah.
It's just, it's personal preference. I don't like it. Now, right around the time that AEW was first announced, somebody tweeted out an image. Obviously, it was a photoshopped version of like an old school N64 cartridge with AEW roster on it, you know, saying how it would be awesome if they would get, you know, that engine with an AEW roster and obviously updated graphics. That would be absolutely out of the park for me. I'd be there day one to get that damn game.
Yeah.
And furthermore, if WWE would develop a game, or, you know, if somebody would develop a WWE game on the AKI engine, I believe it is.
Yeah.
Sign me up all day long. They really need to revisit the engine that the 2K wrestling games have been on. Obviously this past year it came to, you know, a glorious climax with everybody, you know, picking, finding fault and criticizing everything to do with the game, from you know, the hair having a mind of its own, to all of the pixelations, to, you know, your favorite superstars tweaking out and you know, spazzing out and rolling around and flying around the ring. Completely non-intended, of course. But those videos were fun to watch.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, it was a black eye on the history for WWE gaming.
Yeah.
I hope that, regardless, I genuinely hope that whatever announcement is coming, that it's a good one in the long run for WWE games. Just because, like I said, the previous couple have been unbearable.
Yeah. King Lucky, how unfortunate is it for WWE to not have a game coming out this year? I mean, it's always a very big deal for the games to come out. I remember, you know, them dropping the cover of it when they're in the arenas, or there's huge media press of, you know, who's going to be on the cover. It's kind of like how it is for the Madden games. It's always a big deal. To not have that for this year, how bad is that going to be for WWE, or not bad at all?
I mean, to a degree, it'll be bad because you'll miss out on the revenue. But I will say this, and tomorrow they're supposed to make an announcement about, you know, what may happen. The other thing is that, you know, what Simon Street said is very true. You have a next-gen console coming out this holiday season, so why not make sure that you got the right kind of game and maybe release it, you know, right after the turn of the year, because a lot of other things are happening, like the coronavirus, which would kind of, you know, if you will, halt production or cause delays. So I think it's the right move to do this, especially with how unpolished the game was, and you know, how unhappy a lot of the fans were. So, and with this AEW game, take your time, do it right, because the worst thing for them to do is release a game that stinks like shit out of the chute, you know?
Yeah.
WWE has had quite a few games. A lot of them were bad early on in the beginning, and then they got refined and got better. But for AEW, I think it's important to take as much time as they need to get this game and get it right the first time.
I'm going to ask you three a question, but before I do that, Matt Michaels, I'm going to assume that you just look at the video game boxes when you go in the store, right? I mean, you've never purchased one or picked up a controller or wouldn't even know what the hell is being talked about, right?
No. I've purchased and okay. Picked up controllers and all that kind of
You use it stuff. For the movies, yeah.
No. I just never update it to PlayStation or Xbox because you know, I don't readily have available, you know, $200 to $300 to blow on a system, let alone another $50 to $60 to blow on games. So for now I can live without it and listen to you guys bitch about it.
Hey, you know what's so funny, Michaels? Impact's giving you shit.
I know.
But I've never seen game systems in someone's house like more dust in my life.
Hold up.
Real
quick. For the record, I have all three systems, okay? That's for the record. Which makes
You have Atari
You have the
Nope. I have the Switch and I have the PS4 and I have the Xbox
One. So Impact,
yeah.
Do you actually play any games or are these for you know, little Impact?
So I do
he plays one game.
No, I play on
Tetris and Puyo Puyo.
I do play on the Switch a lot more.
Okay.
Than any all other right, one.
Just checking.
Yeah.
He's playing the ET game.
That's
pretty much.
Man. You know what? Big shout out, Michaels, on that one. The most famous game of all, ET, which was found in a landfill in I think it was Mexico, over 5,000 games cartridges for the Atari ET.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let me ask y'all this, just going back to wrestling games. Did any of y'all play when TNA had their games or even when WCW had their wrestling games? Did y'all play those?
WCW games were awful.
Yeah.
On the N64, they weren't horrible.
Yeah, the N64 games were great.
That's what he's talking about.
I was talking like the PlayStation games, like Nitro and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those were horrendous. Now, WCW NWO Revenge was probably one of the greatest wrestling games of all time. Yes. Don't even at me on that shit.
Well, even to the point too, Sin City Steve, that game was so cool and so relevant that even when SmackDown, when it started getting big on a PlayStation 1, people were still playing WCW versus NWO on a regular basis.
I still got my copy. Who are you kidding?
Oh, wait. I know, man. I'm telling you, man, that's the bombest game ever. I would plug in and play that right now if I had an N64.
Wait, I have the one. What's the one with The Rock on the cover? Was that SmackDown on PlayStation 2?
That's probably SmackDown.
Yeah.
It was the other WCW game that we were talking about.
Yeah.
Nitro? Jesus. Hey, but real talk.
You could tell him who the champ was. Yeah, you can tell them who the champ was in those SmackDown games. It was me.
I heard that you won the title off of trickery and glitches with Brock Lesnar.
Yep.
In the corner. I heard stories.
Yep.
Did I win?
If King Lucky could find a way to cheat, he will. He doesn't play fair, so, you know.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, so.
Hey, Sin City Steve, real quick, I don't want to talk about it too much, but did you ever play the game back in the day? It was on PlayStation, but I played it on Sega Genesis, WWF. In your house.
Oh, you're damn right I did.
That, to me, was my favorite wrestling game ever because they made it a little hokey and you could have, like, combos and shit. Like, it was an awesome game anyways. I just want to put that out there.
In your house was fun.
Let me just throw one last question about it and we'll move on. Is there anything that you would like to see? Let's go with AEW as they're developing. Is there something you would like to see built in their game that would be just exciting to have in it? That maybe you haven't seen in a past wrestling game.
Mm. I would say incorporation of other promotions.
Okay.
I would say to make them go big, if they can at least get one other promotion, mm-hmm. like if they had New Japan,
yeah,
and you could get some exclusive rights to display them on your game, I'm going to tell you, and Cincy Steve, you let me know if I'm on the right path, that shit would blow out anything that the WWE was going to come out with their next 2K games.
That actually ties in with what I was going to say. What I could genuinely see them doing would be somewhat like the WCW NWO World Tour game way back in the N64, basically where you've got the story mode, but what happens is you start off and you go through different indies, and you know you'll face like an alternate skin of people that were in AEW, maybe the gear that they wore when they were in the indies or whatever. And then
so you already want a company that's trying to establish themselves as a professional company to incorporate their wrestlers when they were indie wrestlers.
Can you hear me out? It's an alternate attire. So but
an alternate universe.
Hey, since Steve, I like what you're saying.
Yeah, leave it to the fucking dude that doesn't even own a game system. Call me out.
I own a system. I own a system. It's a Wii. It's a Wii, man.
A Wii?
We don't need to talk about your fucking Wii on the air.
Hey, are you still able to hold that Wii and swang it?
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Well, hey, this is at least something to look forward to see what happens with these video games in the future. So with that, that is the 3 count. Let's get right into our wrestling talk. I know we've enjoyed all of the shows we saw. Simon Street was really pumped up about Raw. He really loved to see Bobby Lashley turn that tire around. But whatever, what else... what else you guys saw from the show that was interesting that caught your interest?
Can I just throw that out there real quick?
Go ahead, man.
Y'all can go on about Raw because I already said about Bobby Lashley.
Sure.
Has anybody realized that maybe, just maybe, Angel Garza should probably consider when he wrestles take them little tear off pants off, because that obviously is kryptonite. When he got them pants on, your ass is grass. You take them off, you got a little bit more to shake. I'm just saying, trying to help your boy out. I'm going to put that out there. Y'all say what the fuck y'all want about the 3-hour rough sandpaper Raw.
So wait, you want a dude take off his pants?
Oh my gosh. I knew you were going to say that. Right when I said it, I said I knew Michaels was going to twist it. No, I'm just saying I noticed your boy had his little tearaway pants on, forgot to take them off, got his ass handed to him like a little boy in an ass-kicking contest for grown men.
Was anyone else excited to see Apollo Crews whoop up on MVP like me?
Well, it was finally a match that he could win.
Yeah. Seriously.
As soon as I saw the match, I was like,
whatever.
Oh, there's no way he loses this one. And even until the end, I was like, oh, man, I don't know. Maybe MVP climbing that ladder.
Jesus. Well, there you go, Impact.
Whatever.
I'll never, ever get MVP or Apollo Crews on the show.
All I'm saying is we're coming up on the summer of Apollo, gentlemen.
No.
I can almost say that without laughing.
The summer when he gets
whatever.
Future endeavor.
Hey, now don't get it twisted. I did say a few shows back that they should at least give the guy a push. So I am happy to see them giving him some spotlight, giving him some shine.
Yeah.
As they should.
For God's sakes, in just a couple weeks, you're going to be like, he's an AEW. This is going to be amazing.
Anyway, <Well. laughs> I'm not even going to fucking respond to that.
There you go.
Can I just say that the match of the show,
okay,
by far was Rey Mysterio and Buddy Murphy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude. Just great match by those two, man. Great match.
By the way, at what point did they drop Buddy? Do we not call him that anymore?
He's just... Oh, yeah. They just call him Murphy. Yeah. Stupid. He's not your buddy, pal.
That's that Vince McMahon bullshit. Cutting off people's names and shit.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I'd rather one name than be riding in the car and I'm the Viking Raiders doing that horse shit segment they did.
What the actual fuck?
Yeah, yeah. I was just about to say, WTF it was.
Or guys.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear what kind of bullshit get Michaels is going to say.
Get him.
It's as simple as this, man. It's for kids. That's what it is, man.
Man, that's some bullshit, man. Tricks are for kids. Fuck all that.
Do you ever remember being kids and liking shit like the Bushwhackers?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't like the Bushwhackers, but I ain't gonna lie. I thought it was hilarious when I went into class doing that fucking little march they did. I ain't gonna lie. But to them, I wasn't pushing for their asses like, oh, the Bushwhackers. Wouldn't do
Simon Street,
shit.
Simon Street, you were the type of motherfucker that would, like, try to act like those dudes, do the walk, and then walk up to some random person and lick their head, wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't lick their head. I wouldn't go that far. But I definitely would do that to my siblings. I ain't gonna lie. I wouldn't lick randoms, but I would do some shit like that to my siblings. Yes, I would do that to siblings. And get my ass in trouble.
Then you'd whack the bush.
Wow, bro. We said siblings, man. Wow. Do I look like I'm from the hills of the Appalachian Mountains? My goodness, man.
I don't hear no banjo in the distance.
I know, but I don't know. My Uncle Daddy and Auntie Mama. Come on, man.
Well, the other big news from this week was the Nia Jax buckle bomb. That was brutal.
The most unsafe worker in WWE strikes again.
She does have.
You could audibly hear Kyrie Sane saying, "I'm not set." You could audibly hear her say that, and then she gets fucking thrown into
the goddamn bucket. Wait, how the hell could you actually hear her say that? She only speaks Japanese.
He knows. You know, he watches a lot of New Japan Pro. Shut up.
Hey, but in all seriousness, you got Kyrie saying someone coming off of a concussion not too long ago. Damn sure she probably got another one right then and there.
But yeah, that's what Nia...
Fucking send Nia Jax's dumbass down to fucking developmental again.
That's what Nia does, though. Nia makes you. Look, she made Becky. She's making Kairi. I think that more women should get in the ring and get fucking something nasty happen to them because of her.
Yeah, maybe she'll drop someone on their fucking head and paralyze them. Fuck it.
Without question... You do hear Kyrie saying,
yeah,
"I'm not set."
Yeah.
She 100%. She said, "I'm not set." And
you could put on the subtitles, and something comes out. Just be real. I don't think it says I'm not set.
The only reason why she's on the main roster is because she's relative of the fucking Rock.
Steve-O.
Damn. Hey, real talks. This city Steve's taking off the balls.
So Kairi Sane is related to The Rock?
Okay.
Next topic.
I will say I like Bianca Belair Raw gear. I thought that looked
Bianca's
pretty
good.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Speaking of Bianca Belair, I'm gonna be real with you. I would like to see her and Nia Jax go at it. And you know how Bianca Belair picking up like it's going to be a torture rack. But if she does that shit to Nia Jax, that will almost be close in the direction as when Hogan slammed the Giants.
So that would make Bianca just become like a huge star. I mean, she's just going to blow up after that then. I mean,
she's the only one in the female division. Next to maybe Tamia, but mostly because she's younger than Tamia, who could actually fucking pull that shit off. She was a power lifter as well as a track star.
Okay.
And all the tracks, of course, the track star stuff is going to help her.
Of course.
Well, I pointed out her accolades, like, because why leave out one? For freak's sake, man. God damn.
Oh, man. All right. Well, y'all, if that's it for Raw, we'll move right over to NXT. What stood out on that show for you all? I guess the whole idea. So, let me just get something. Let me, because I'm not understanding something. So, Drake Maverick really got let go, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So
lucky.
So I'm just curious.
Yes.
So why did they play the whole video of him really doing a sincere, being upset of what took place, and then they play that as if that's part of a storyline?
You know, can I answer that real quick?
Yeah, go ahead, because I'm confused.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right, real quick, guys. Have you ever been fired from a job by your friend? Probably not. But for people who have been fired from a job by a friend, most friends know that you fucked up at the job, and we just got to let you go. But I'm going to send you with what's called a letter of recommendation to your next company. And I feel that's what WWE did. They knew Drake Maverick. You had to go, bro. You're about the size of a little boy.
They sent him a letter to give to the new company, which was company.
Look. Just hear me out. Hear me out before you rain on my parade and piss all over it. All right. All I'm merely saying is they gave the little boy a little bit of shine. Let him have his last little match, little crying match, show his theatrical talents for crying
He's
and shit.
He's still got a couple more matches.
I know he does.
Round robin.
Right. My point is, at the end of the day, it looks good for wherever he may go next. I'm sure there's some people looking. I mean, he has some talent. I can't take.
Now you're saying Vince McMahon's building someone up for another company. Wow.
I'm just saying. Okay, if it ain't that, what the fuck is it then?
I'm just saying, it just to me seems very weird that they're now using that for the storyline as if now somehow he's going to somehow be successful in this, because that wouldn't seem like you would use that video at all.
Why not? Right? Ratings matter.
But why would you not? Why would you, if a job fires me, next thing I know, I'm going to go to my job. I'm going to make a video how I'm sad to be leaving and I'm going to do my all, blah, blah, blah. And then that job going to go, oh, let me go ahead and put this in a training video for other employees to see. That just doesn't make sense to me, is what I'm saying. Whatever. Dude, look.
But think about it. The guy obviously had to give him permission to use that.
Well, I'm sure. But why would they want to use that still without not having some game plan of fucking keeping them there? And if they're not keeping them there, then why use the fucking video?
But Impact, why not? What else could you do?
I mean, it's not going to hurt, right?
It's not going to hurt.
Whatever. It just doesn't seem right. All right. Well, anyway, what do y'all think about the overall show? And what about the match itself with Jake Atlas? Let's go with that.
Well, we keep saying that they need content, right? If nothing else, this helps to fill that content void a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Not only that, but... Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
I was just going to say, he was announced for the tournament. Mm-hmm. And then the cuts and the layoffs happened. So rather than, I think that it is the human thing to do, mm-hmm. to give him a little bit of a shine. And also, let's be real. Why would they want to discredit a piece of their programming? For whatever it's worth, he still has two more matches on NXT.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want them just to, throw him to the wayside, act like that video never happened, and then, not give him any kind of rub whatsoever? Because why? Now we're talking about it. Now other people on the internet are talking about this. Mm-hmm. So it's generating a buzz. It's exactly what they wanted.
It's true.
Exactly what they wanted.
He's one punch away from Nia Jax to being the man.
Exactly.
I'm being honest, I'm just being honest because there's some merit to what he has already. He just ain't got the opportunity. You never know. Something like this, it's a little splash of reality. You never know.
Well, it is interesting hearing. Yes, he definitely got a couple of more matches, and then we hear what Sarah Logan was backstage of Raw. So I know they get to use them for, I guess, up to 90 days or so. But I don't know. It just seemed like that move was tacky. But hey, you know what? I get what you guys are saying, and
tacky.
Hey, listen, I am just the host. I'm throwing my own little comments. I shouldn't be doing that. You all should be the ones talking.
You need to be talking more.
No, well,
yeah, man, I love it, man.
Hey, that's a whole nother show, and I'm looking for people to want to take me on with these type of discussions, which
I'm gonna be honest with you. Impact, there's a lot of chicken shit.
You don't do it on the normal show.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. We value your conversation here too, man.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Steve, why don't you go on his show then?
I'll go on your show.
hey, but Impact, real quick.
Yeah.
For anybody that's watching this show, real talk. Simon Street, am saying that most of y'all are punks. Y'all talk loud on Instagram, but I ain't seen none of y'all go up for the show. Right. Why aren't y'all all talking on Instagram? Why don't you go on Impact Show, see what the fuck you got? That's all I'm saying. I'm calling y'all out. I'm calling you out.
It's because they haven't watched the show yet.
Yeah, I mean, listen to the show. Thank you.
Play. Like,
Well, look, if anybody want to be on Four Corner Buckle, just again, send us either an email at VegasBadBoys@gmail.com or just leave us a message on our social media, and we'll get back with you and throw you on. It's really simple. It's a fun show. Don't worry. I'm not going to beat you up. But what else you guys liked or disliked for the show? I mean, there was a Tegan Nox and Shotzi versus Dakota Kai and Raquel.
Whoa, what?
Shotzi. Is it not Shotzi?
Wow. Hold on. Time out.
It's not Shotzi? What is it? All right, what is it?
Shotzi.
All right. Well,
you said Shotzi.
That's how you said Shotzi.
All right. Well, my bad. I didn't know I said Shotzi. What's your take on that match, if anything?
It was two good females wrestling. But yeah. The best thing on the show was Johnny Gargano.
Yep.
You know, finally. Candice. Yep. It's fucking finally.
Thank God.
Thank goodness. Beautiful. No more bubblegum rainbows and happiness.
Not only that, but the Dexter Lumis and Velveteen Dream pairing made for.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm so glad that you guys brought that up. So glad that you guys brought that up. What the fuck is with this? You run down to the ring in the middle of the match. Okay, yeah, sure. You're in the tag match now. Perfect. Oh, you got thrown out of the arena earlier? Oh, come right on back. That's fine. What? Come on.
Isn't that how it always is, though?
William Regal. William Regal. You normally have everything under control with NXT. You normally lay down the law. You're the best. You're the best on-air authority figure in the history. I'll say it, in the history of WWE, even better than Jack Tunney.
Wow!
And now you can't even keep the decorum in the main event of one of your weekly shows.
Mm.
What the fuck?
Hey, Impact! Take that snippet what Steve just said.
Yeah.
Send that over to NXT headquarters. And say he didn't been called out by Sin City Steve. What the fuck you gonna do about it? I'm so proud of you, man. I'm gonna give you a fucking social distancing hug across his microphone. Love that shit. Oh, fire.
Oh, man. Well,
hey. You know, leave it to Steve to just, like, shit all over something that was good.
Mm.
You of all people to say that. Holy shit.
I mean, it was better than what AEW put out.
Uh-oh.
Wait, well,
wow. We ain't at that show yet.
Wait,
we ain't at that show
before
yet.
We jump over to AEW, what is there anything else? What about
I will say this, Jake Atlas. I will say Jake Atlas. I was very happy with what they're doing with Jake Atlas.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, as far as Jake Atlas, I am jealous because your beauty mole is in the perfect spot. I wish I had a beauty mole. I don't know. It sounds like the stupidest thing ever, but. He looked really good in the ring.
Why are we talking about his beauty mole?
Let me finish. Nah, I'm just saying. Let me finish, okay? But I'm glad that he seems like he's in his element in NXT, is what I'm saying. Yeah. I was a little worried.
Wait. You used his beauty mole to get to his in his element in NXT? You know what?
Look, all I was saying is, in general, Jake Atlas is a well-sculpted man. good looking dude. That's all I'm saying. So I'm glad that they're letting him, all of him, shine out. I like that he feels
he's just making this worse.
Uh oh.
Hey, make sure when you write the description of the show.
Yeah.
Simon Street swooning over Jake Atlas.
Yeah, Simon Street with the Man Crush Monday. Make the rules for tomorrow.
There it is.
Uh
oh. Oh, man.
Man Crush Monday with Simon Street.
No, I'm just saying in general, but real talk. I like that they are actually, I feel that they are giving him a decent push at NXT. I like that they're showcasing his talent because I'm going to be honest with you. Have we not seen sometimes where that doesn't work out? We have We have someone that we're familiar with before they got to the NXT or the big time, and then they just totally look a little bit different. Here, I'm seeing movesets that he did before, and it made him famous for it, and I'd like to see more of that. I'd like to see them give him a decent push. He seems like an organic.
Is he still talking?
Yeah, I'm fucking still talking. Listen to motherfucker. Shit.
Jesus Christ, we get it. You think they should give him a push? And he's getting a push. What is going on?
I'm just happy that he's up there, man. Can I be proud of the boy? What's wrong with that? Shit.
You can be proud of the boy in like six words. Not 15 minutes of meandering on about his beauty mole. And why they should be pushing him because he needs a push, even though he's getting pushed. Holy shit.
All right, I'll remember that, Michaels. The next time I have something nice to say about your ass, only six words.
Fine, as long as it keeps it short. We're already going at 9 hours on this podcast.
All right, so
I will say that.
Okay.
Well, let me add this.
They should push him.
No, I'm not adding that. But I will say that I did like the pacing of the show for NXT. I thought they used the vignettes very well, which we'll get into a little bit more when we get to AEW, which also did a similar thing. But overall, I thought using those vignettes and promos helped speed up the show instead of you having long matches and then no break in between. So,
by the way, are we not using the term Killer Cross anymore?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Come on, bro.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
It's Karrion Kross.
Karrion Kross.
Yeah, it's Karrion, bro.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Which means that we're all going to end up saying Killian. Cross.
Killian, yeah.
Yeah.
Killian? Oh, that sucks.
I do have to say the choice of the word Karrion is actually pretty fucking cool. It's a synonym for, you know, dead animal flesh. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And that sounds like something Cross came up with himself. So.
Oh yeah,
yeah, it was.
All right.
Okay, we got Cross's best friend chiming in there.
Yeah, thanks.
Jesus, he called me up. He said, "Lucky, you know, I was thinking of using this term. You know, what do you think?"
That's exactly how the call went.
And the lucky one, yeah, you should call yourself Karrion, like Karrion Luggage.
Wow.
All right. Sin City Steve, let's get right over to you, man. AEW, right? Listen, I got to tell you, the last few weeks, you know, and I mean, even this past week, to me, this is a little bit better, although it's still have lost its greatness. The Darby Allin and Sammy match, that had my attention. And then Warlow is just a beast. I like seeing what he does. But outside of that, man, I wasn't really entertained. What's your take on the show, brother?
So the Darby Allin and Sammy Guevara match was as far as I'm concerned, it was the best match on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Between either of the two shows. They just have amazing chemistry between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And for the love of God, the opening spot in the match was a fucking ladder spot. Mm-hmm. Say what you will about them, you know, wasting that at the very beginning of the match. But I think that
cut me off before I said it.
Yeah. Yeah. You're welcome, Michaels. I knew exactly what you were going to chime
you,
in
Steve.
And say.
Thank you, Steve. We owe you. Thank you.
I've learned by now the way that you think.
Thank you for stepping on his dick.
All right. Then. And then, you know, as far as you had mentioned the Wardlow match, yeah. Wardlow is an absolute monster, dude.
I mean, his finisher was crazy. I was like, damn, if he's able to pull that off on just about anyone, that's a pretty nice finisher to have. I like it.
Yeah. He definitely fills the role of the, you know, the unstoppable monster, which they absolutely need on that show. Say what you will. I see where they're going with the Dark Order shit.
It makes me laugh.
Fuck off. No, it makes me laugh because it's like, holy shit, they're actually going that direction.
Well, tell me, because I don't know. I don't know what direction they're going. I'm lost.
Because you don't watch the product.
I did watch it.
These are a rip off of fucking Vince.
Oh, well, yeah, nice. I know that part, but nice. I thought it was going further than that. Oh, okay.
No, he's just, you know, everything that Dark Order does now is just Vince. Makes no sense.
Mr. Brody Lee, Mr. McMahon, is a direct ripoff. I mean, he's asking the guy how tall he is, how much he weighs.
Yeah.
Did he play college football? I mean, those are all old school WWE, stereotypical questions.
Waste of fucking time.
Why don't he just wrestle in a suit? I think he should just do that. You know, I mean, he finished.
Yeah, his ring gear should be a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, why not wrestle in a suit? He finishes them off anyway now in 3 minutes, so he can make them seem like he didn't get himself dirty and still can look, you know.
Here's your problem.
Yeah.
You're onto something, but first off, it's really hard to wrestle in a suit.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah.
But the point you're making is a very good one. Why is he even wrestling?
Yep.
Let's have him have a match,
yeah.
And then instead of him wrestling, like he throws one of the minions in.
Right.
They end up wrestling. It takes him distracting the ref for the minions to knock out the guy, and then he comes in and just covers the guy for the pin.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
That's a good point.
Something with it. I mean, it's just, it's fucking, there's no direction.
Yeah, they flopped on that whole thing.
There's plenty of direction. It's just, it makes you cringe half the time.
Yeah.
Was that
there's definitely a direction to them, but it's just
misdirection.
Yep.
Do you think that's the purpose, Sin City Steve? Is that it's just this fucking bottle of misdirection and just cringe city? Is that what they're
I don't know,
to be?
Man. I don't know. It's I've gone on record as saying that I don't like the way that everything has gone with that. With the faction since it spiraled from being this like dark, almost occult kind of a stable to being a rip on WWE. I'm not a fan of it. It made me audibly laugh when he was asking the questions of the recruit though.
Yeah.
It is what it is, man. I'm not going to put any more stock into it.
NXT did fire a shot back on their episode.
Well, of course not.
No, NXT did.
Oh, they did?
It was during the Gargano and Candace thing where he said to her, no, you eat first.
Oh, yep, that's right, yep.
Yep. So there was a shot fired back. They're having fun.
Is it going to go anywhere? That's my question. I mean, is this going to fall flat in the next 2 weeks?
I hope it doesn't fall flat, but I have, I don't doubt that it will end up falling flat. So,
because I got to tell you right now, I'm more excited to see Brandy hit another spear than I am to see another Dark Order segment.
Yeah, that to me was stupid, but whatever.
Can I just mention this? Thankfully and finally, the WWE's trademark on Cody Rhodes has expired. So Cody actually now owns, he filed the paperwork for and now owns Cody Rhodes. Finally.
Awesome. I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Yeah. So
good for him.
So now they won't have to play any kind of random word games and like Cody and Brandy Rhodes or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So now he can just be Cody Rhodes.
That's awesome. Good for him.
Yeah.
He's going to miss out on all that Legends money then.
Oh, Jesus. all them dashing dollars.
I will tell you.
I will say the, the other part of the show that I thought was really good was them building Scorpio Sky up. Because yes. Everybody knows how good he is. But I thought part of this tournament for the TNT title was a little bit of a miss because you had guys like Scorpio that wasn't in the, in the tournament, or even like Hangman Page. I feel like right now they have a whole bunch of talent and they don't necessarily know what to do with it.
No. Really?
Yeah. And it could be that now when they get back to the live recording, they'll start to utilize them better. But yeah, I thought it was a brilliant way to give him some, some shine and to really get him out there. Cause I think that he is going to be one of their big keys to the future.
If they can utilize them,
I also thought the also like the Matt Hardy package. Yeah, I thought that
was pretty cool.
Yeah,
I like how they switched off from from Damascus to Matt Hardy. I'm glad that they're incorporating that because I didn't think they were going to do it. I think that's cool. Kind of extends his character.
Yeah,
I'd like to see more of that.
And we finally find out why we hadn't been seeing MJF. So that we're excited now to see why we haven't. And, hangnails could be a problem.
Man, he has a serious injury, man. You need to take that seriously.
I know.
Give him the reverence and respect that he deserves.
Right.
Okay?
Seriously.
All right? I'm just letting you know how it's affecting him? He's not able to flip off any kids at any post signings if there wasn't a coronavirus. Okay? That's a fucking problem.
Yeah.
Didn't we just talk about Hangnail Page?
Oh my
Hangnail Page.
All right, y'all. Over to SmackDown, where it was all about Triple H, the game.
And Crooked Eye, HBK. I'm glad someone publicly said that, because real talk, I've been wondering that for years. Like, does he have a crooked eye? I think he does.
All right, what's your take from the show outside of the, the celebration at the very end? Any other matches of the night caught your interest? We did Drew Gulak and Baron Corbin go at it. Go ahead, King Lucky.
Yeah, I mean, not really any matches, but I thought Bayley continued to show her, heelish ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when the time is right, she's going to be the one that, turns on Sasha versus a lot of people thinking how Sasha would turn on her.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that they played that really well. But overall, the show for me, I thought the Triple H celebration could have been so much better. And I expected more.
Oh, Jesus.
I knew that was coming.
Can we just get into
the last word?
Can we just get into what the fuck was Vince McMahon trying to say? Was anybody like that last little part? I didn't get it.
Well, closed caption had a hard time putting the words together to type below. So I don't know. It was, I don't know. We have to decipher it ourselves.
Did anybody hear that? I felt, and again, if anybody truly has Alzheimer's, I'm not trying to poke fun. It's a horrible disease to have. But it really sounded like he had a bad case of dementia.
Yeah, but
did anybody else feel that way?
You obviously didn't realize what was going on. And that was very simple. If you watched when they were shooting some of the reactions of Hunter and Sean, Vince, what he was doing up there, they didn't rehearse it. He was actually putting out stuff that really was only playing to those two. It was the inside talk, man.
Totally missed it. Okay, well, I totally missed that. I will watch it again. Apparently, I was not on par with that.
Yeah, because it's not like he's crazy or anything. But if you just watch the way he walked out, it was in character, and then he dropped his character. even when he sashayed out at the end, you know, he was just kind of making fun of it. That's all they were doing, just having a good time, making fun. It was good shit. It was fun.
Oh, such good shit.
It was. The only thing that was missing was the actual. It would have been great if it was the Vince puppet that came on the screen and actually said all that stuff.
The horns? Yeah, the horns? Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been awesome. Well, that was SmackDown in a nutshell.
Wow, yeah. that it for SmackDown?
Largely missable, man.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Yeah, SmackDown this week was kind of a letdown.
I mean, are you ready? Are you ready?
First time in a few weeks, it didn't do anything for me.
Hey, you know what? Lucky. If I had to hear another phrase about fucking Tom Brady and his little boy toy, Gronk, in Tampa Bay, I'm going to throw up in my fucking mouth.
Hey, Lucky.
Yo.
Something that you didn't mention happened on this episode of SmackDown.
Shoot.
Your favorite tag team.
Dude, that's because I always fucking forget the Forgotten Sons. Should have never been called up. Jesus Christ.
You didn't like them laying out, you know, the Lucha House Party and the New Day?
Yeah, they'll be going the same place they went NXT, nowhere.
Mm.
Okay, we'll make sure to give you a call once Lars Sullivan goes to your house and takes you out. So.
Yeah, he ain't going nowhere. How about that?
What if they would bring Lars back as part of the Forgotten Sons?
That would be
fun. Please, if you guys, if you're listening, please do that.
That would be the shit. I mean, you know, WWE listens to the show, so please, just in the name of Stone Cold, please put Lars Sullivan with the Forgotten Sons.
They I go swear, go from
being not even on my radar to being my
if
favorite.
If I see that, I'm going to just lose my mind. I'm just telling you.
I'm actually going to agree with Steve because that would further bury those motherfuckers.
Jesus. Hey, yeah, you know what the funny thing is about the Forgotten Sons? And maybe it's just me. I feel like the Forgotten Sons is a representation of some people in America who feel like they are slowly being forgotten.
Another 15 minutes.
I'm not going 15 minutes.
You just went and said the Forgotten Sons are a representation of people who are forgotten. No,
well, I'm
shit.
Saying,
it's
I'm saying,
in the fucking name.
I know, but I'm just saying they remind me of some people that should be forgotten, but just will never be forgotten because they're fucking obnoxious. That's what I was going to say. I'm not going to go into details because we're not a political podcast.
Well, there you go.
Jesus. I mean, just come out and say that his man mole is sexy.
Jake Atlas does have a good, beautiful man mole, just like fucking Enrique Iglesias used to have before we moved. Just saying, I think it's awesome. I'm a very sexually secure man. I'll say it. You know, he's a good looking dude. What's wrong with that?
I hear what you're saying.
There's nothing wrong with it, brother.
Tomorrow's man. Crush Monday, so
no, you can no. This show will go out on Monday, so it is.
It already fits it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess that is
the point. The point isn't about Jake Atlas not being sexy or attractive. He's all that shit. He's got everything you'd want. The point is that you fucking went on for 15 minutes about it for no reason.
Look, I'm sorry if I got a little excited. I'm very excited. I didn't talk about it last time. My apologies. My apologies for everybody listening to that. Simon Street went on for 15 minutes about someone that he really legitimately likes and is pushing for. Never happened again. Sorry.
That's almost equivalent to Shivani on AEW kept saying for Warlow. He kept saying, "All that man." That's a lot of man. I'm like, okay. Yeah, he is a big guy.
Can we say, though, having Chris Jericho on commentary with Tony Schiavone is a gift?
Yes, it is.
It is.
It's a gift.
Wait, you don't want JR and Excalibur back into that mix?
Fuck no.
With a tope suicida.
Thanks for peeking the mic, asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I agree as well. It's a gift. The gift of Jericho keeps on giving. Right.
Well, look, that covers SmackDown. Let me ask you all just random things that happened during the week. What was your take? It was some big news happening during the week with the Velveteen Dream. It looked like it's kind of went down now. But what was that all about? What was the hype on that? I mean, it seemed like something that wasn't.
Dude, it's very simple.
Sure, go ahead.
It's very simple.
Okay.
So Velveteen Dream, Patrick, was sending something that was very private to Lucky, and Lucky let it leak.
Oh, we got the guy.
It sounds about right.
What a bitch.
We got
a real bitch.
You know what? You know what? Matt Michaels did circle the name Lucky on the top of that cell phone.
See?
I'm going to say all four of you bitches can go suck it.
Hold the fuck on. Me and Steve didn't say shit.
Oh, that's all right. Oh, it's the other two jabrones.
Well, look.
My bad.
That's all good. Shit.
Yeah, well, it looked like he was maybe being possibly set up. Being framed.
Guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah, so apparently his picture of him got out to some youngins. So
he did come out
to some youngins. That's a charge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's why we're discussing it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He came out and said there's no truth to it. So
yeah.
I just hope this doesn't mess up the big push that he's getting right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. He came out and said that R-Truth did it. Wow.
Duval City.
Oh, man. Yeah, but other than that, I think that was the only sort of big news that came out during the week. So outside of that, fellas, I think we've covered it all. Going to allow you to give your final thoughts for the evening. And hopefully you got a chance to listen to The King's Court. That came out this weekend. And yeah, the King talking to some of the talent while they're in character. How was that interview for you, King Lucky? Was that good or was that tough for you?
Well, love him or hate him, we had Kyle Hawk,
mm-hmm.
and he is he's shooting from the hip there,
mm-hmm.
about what he wants and things that he hasn't gotten. So check out the episode. It's a real easy listen, mm-hmm. and the intro was done up by none other than DJ Impact, which has a lot of royalty to it for King Lucky, so check it out.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, yes, we have that going on. We also released Matt Michaels, who didn't hate this past Friday. Matt Michaels, who you didn't hate?
Daisy Cortez,
yes.
Yeah. How could you hate her? My goodness.
Yeah, you can.
Angels.
Yes. Knock you out. Yes, she will. Don't let the pretty face fool you. So, yes, and he'll have another one come out this Friday. So you just got to, keep looking at your phone. And when you see new release, just be ready to listen to it and enjoy it. Also, for you, Simon Street, you got a little video game plan you're going to be doing, I guess I could say today, being that it's going to be out on Monday. So we can see you on about 7 p.m., right?
Yes, 7 p.m. Monday, Streetside Streams. We're going to be getting it in. I'm going to be doing two different games. I'm going to be starting off with Destiny right now. Then the season, they are doing Season of Worthy, the Guardian games. And then outside of that, I'm going to get in some Call of Duty. Warfare, and that's going to be fun as well. A little battle royale.
Okay. For me, let me know when you do Grand Theft Auto. I'll sit and watch that because I want to see if that's a an okay game for me to play with my kids in the house.
Oh, definitely. I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
Nothing can prepare your son for the strip club than playing a little Grand Theft Auto.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm just saying, let you know. You can prep him before he get to be, was it 18 to go in one? There you go.
Or when you see that car in the alley.
There you go, and it's shaking. Get your hearts up, boy. Get your hearts up.
There you go. Oh, man. All right, King Lucky, man, final words.
Check out all of our shows, and don't miss, subscribe right now.
All right, Sin City Steve.
Thank you guys for checking us out and for following all of our programming that we're launching. And just stay safe out there. Don't drink bleach. And we'll see you guys next week.
That's right. Simon Street.
Hey, don't drink bleach, but if you're having a rough day, drink some Tito's. It's just the next best thing.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, Matt Michaels.
You know, what's going to be interesting with this whole COVID thing is we're about to hit 100 degrees, and I'll tell you, this past week, mm-hmm. wearing vinyl gloves and a mask in 95-degree weather was not comfortable.
Yeah. Right.
So we're going to see how many people are continuing to do masks and gloves.
Yeah.
It's going to, you know, all this good weather, when it comes and hits the, you know, there's no way you're going to keep people inside and wearing protective gear. So, you know, just I feel for anyone who has to wear those vinyl gloves in this heat, man. It's awful.
Yeah.
And so, you know, think about it when you're walking around and you see these people who are helping out at either the hospitals or EMTs, anything like that. You got all your food people handling stuff with gloves on, and you know, just know that everyone's doing this to get us back on track.
Absolutely. And you know, just to end it, I was actually looking forward to seeing all the beautiful women out there. They have their short shorts on. They have their little short top on, you know, looking real cute. And then
is your wife nearby you?
Oh shit.
And
boy,
then
you coming out, bro.
And then all of a sudden they put on gloves and a mask.
Oh, that really does it for you, huh?
Yeah. There it is. Now we're ready to go.
Impact.
Now I'm rocking.
Impact.
Yeah.
Impact. That's phase one of the strip club. That's phase one of the strip club reopening. Mask and gloves. So you get in touch, but it's going to be nitro. They're going to ask you to sign up for waiver form. Are you allergic to latex?
Are you looking at pandemic porn over there?
Is that a real thing?
By the way, as I'm ending this, my wife, who apparently is in the other room, heard me and sent me a GIF that's saying, "What you talking about, Willis?"
hey, at least she ain't sent you a text, so you're going to be sleeping down there, right?
I think I need to just leave it there. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for listening, and we will talk to you guys next week. Peace.
Do they have to put a mask over the vagina?
Oh.
Strip clubs.
Peace.
Vegas Bad Boys of Podcasting.